So with Catherine Keith, before the start of your very first Iditarod, definitely not your first race, you're a handler for John Baker. John Baker's partner, you guys definitely have a good partnership going on up in Kotzebue. And talk about what you're excited about, I guess, for the 2014 Iditarod.
Mainly I'm excited just to get out there and get going on the trail and really see what it's all about and have the opportunity to go through the challenges both for myself personally and for the dogs. It's been really a wonderful year knowing that we're going to be going to Iditarod and then going through the races like the Kobuk 440 and the Cusco, getting ready mentally and physically for Iditarod. And so for me, I'm very excited to get out there and have the opportunity to face all the challenges that people are talking about and face the trail conditions and face the, the unknowns with your first long distance race like this, and then hopefully come out at the end of it with a successful experience and a happy experience and a good experience for the dogs.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to look forward to. A lot to be anxious about, but a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, and you're not new to distance endurance racing. You're a triathlete. You've definitely pushed yourself. You know how to push yourself to the limits and continue on. Talk about that and what that has given you.
Yeah, I think the endurance work that I do personally for Ironman distance triathlons absolutely contributes to the long distance mushing. And originally when I started racing a few years ago, I was really curious if Ironman triathlons were going to be harder than long distance, or mid-distance dog races. And I think I came out of that thinking that the mid-distance dog races were quite tough because of the duration of the emotional fluctuation and the sleep deprivation and the amount of personal fatigue that you go through, and so much is out of your control as far as the trail conditions and the dogs. So I think the one thing that I've gotten from the long distance triathlon racing is just the understanding that me personally, I'm not gonna quit. I know that I've been through I've hit bottom lots of times personally with the amount of energy that I can expend. And I've come so close to quitting a lot of times. But I never have. I've always finished. I've always forced myself to finish, even though I cringe thinking about some of the times. So I know that in this race, it's gonna probably get that bad again. And I know I'm probably gonna fall off my sled a lot. And but I know personally how to handle that. And I know how to breathe through it. I know how to just look around at the beautiful scenery and how fortunate we all are to be on this race with the dogs and all these other teams, and what an awesome experience that is. So I do have the trust that I'm going to be able to fall back on that gratitude for where we're at and then continue on and hopefully have a competitive team.
Yeah.
Because ultimately that's what I want. That's what every other musher out here wants, is a team that can not only finish but be competitive and make everybody proud. And that's what I want with these dogs too.
Yeah. Now you ran the K300, you ran the Kobuk 440, and the conditions for the K300 kind of mirror what we're seeing on the Iditarod Trail with not a lot of snow, a lot of ice. K300 this year was one of the toughest in a long time, and you did that race and you finished that race. And so how are you feeling knowing that you might be facing some of the same stuff?
Oh, I better not answer that question too honestly, but when I got done at the Cusco, I thought, oh my God, I don't want to be a dog musher. I thought, oh, when I finished the first 100 miles in the K300, I looked around at all these other dog mushers and I thought, I am way out of my league. You know, I was so challenging for me to just see these dogs swimming and going through ice and getting there and just plowing through it. But the dogs are so tough, and I realized that me, by just allowing them to do what they do best and allowing the team to handle the conditions, I was able to get through it myself also. And so I think going into this race, I am glad that we had that experience with the Cusco, because I understand that the dogs know what they're doing, and they're incredible athletes, and they're incredibly tough, and they just love what they're doing, and they want to make me happy, and they want to be out there doing it too. So when we get to those conditions with lots of glare ice and water, and it's messy. I'm just going to have to remember that the dogs know what they're doing and they're going to make it through. And then by letting the dogs do what they do best and get out of their way, I think we'll make it through the 1,000 miles. And hopefully it's not quite as bad as the Cusco was this year.
So I chatted with you a little bit earlier about the makeup of your team and the makeup of John's team. And can you talk about that a little bit and explain kind of how you guys have managed the two teams and come to decide who's taking who?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, any kennel that has two or more teams racing has to be pretty creative about how they do that, because inevitably there's going to be some sacrifice from one team to another. You only have so many awesome record-setting dogs or leaders that have to be split up among the teams. And so John and I in the past have worked out a little bit of a balance trying to find, you know, enough good dogs for each of our teams that we can have competitive teams. But what we really need to do now in this race is make sure that John has a team that can win this race. And so all of our efforts have been really focused on, you know, how can we get a team together for John that's going to absolutely win this race. And so I think I see that happening. I see that team back that he had in 2011 with real workhorses and soldiers that just know what they're doing. And John is so great at keeping them efficient. And I'm really excited to watch him this year, except for the fact that I'm not going to be able to watch him because I'm going to be on the trail. And the dogs that I have, I'm actually extremely excited about too, because many of them are veterans from his record-setting 2011 year. And so I have wonderful dogs and they're fantastic. And I'm very proud of them. And I hope that I'm going to do them justice when I'm out there for my first year and allow them to do the best that they can by managing the team properly. And I think that'll be the hardest part for me is as a new musher for a long distance race, watching the dogs and knowing what they're going to be able to do and when we can push hard and when we need to rest. So that'll be hard for me to learn, and I need to.
Yeah, what a luxury to take a team that was a record setting, like take some dogs who were record setting dogs and learn from them, I'm sure, along this trail is kind of what you'll be doing and what your goal is.
Absolutely. I'm so fortunate. I have one dog on the team. His name is Rambo, and he's a 10-year-old dog. He is the toughest dog I've ever seen. He's so impressive. He'll just go along with anything, and he can hold his own and pull harder and stronger and with more heart than even the 2 or 3 year olds that are real fired up. So the way that I'm racing this race is Rambo is the pace setter. I'm just gonna follow Rambo because he knows how to win a race. And so not that I expect to win, but I expect that if I follow Rambo's lead and let him do what he knows how to do, that our team will do okay and get to know him in a good time. So that's the plan. Follow Rambo.
I look forward to you and Rambo's race, I guess, and I'll definitely touch base with you and Nikolai when you get there. So I look forward to watching your race and following you along your first day to run.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited to be out there and get to see you on the trail this time as a musher.